الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك، اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Alhamdulillah, we are here at the stage of Ramadan, but at the same time, we also make lot of tawbah, istighfar. Really, what a great month Allah Ta'ala has given us. It's still with us. And we can still cover up and make up for what we have lost in this month. Really, really a great, great month Allah Ta'ala has given, Shahru Ramadan. What a month of Ramadan. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The month itself so great, all heavenly scriptures were revealed in this month. The Qur'an Sharif was revealed in this. What a kitab, the Qur'an Sharif. There is no kitab like the Qur'an Sharif. The greatest kalam, the greatest speech that there can be is that of the Qur'an Sharif. And Allah has given us that Qur'an Sharif for all of us. We hold it in our hands. There are really, literally, so many millions of Muslims who haven't touched a Qur'an Sharif, haven't seen a Qur'an Sharif with their eyes. And we in this age, when the printing press, and now even more than the printing press, on the computer, you can just print out Qur'ans, but there are places where they haven't seen a Qur'an Sharif. So, and this Qur'an Sharif, how much do we appreciate it? And what a great kitab. Each one of us ask ourselves, have we made our one khatam minimum in this month of Ramadan? It mustn't be that we did not even make our one khatam when we have made so much aware of Ramadan, the environment, the duties, the greatness of the Qur'an Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq. And on the other hand, mashallah, there are those brothers who are making every day a khatam. Not talking of 1,000 years ago, right now, in our mashallah, in our khanka, and everywhere in the country also, and throughout the world, there are so many people who are making every day one khatam. Others are making, reading also a lot. Allah give us also tawfiq. There are those brothers also, again we're not speaking of about 1,000 years ago or anything, who are spending the whole night in ibadat. Not only this Laylatul Qadr or the 27th, the odd night which passed, but every night they are spending in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah give us also tawfiq. And this great month which is still with us, may Allah Ta'ala let us realize what a great month, and we can still make up. Allahu Akbar. Just to mention one incident to see the value of time and even the last moments, how valuable they can become. In a kitab on the virtues of Tawbah and Istighfar, it is written in the Bani Israel, the people of before, there was one person very wealthy, but he used all his money for wrong things, and all women, etc., all terrible gunas he used to make. And that was the time whenever a person committed a guna, it would be written on the door of his house, this person committed this guna. And everyone used to see, all knew him, he was such a bad and terrible person. Another lesson that we learn in between there, though it was written on the door, but when that ghaflat is on a person still carries on. Otherwise, that is such a thing that you think that my name, it will come on my door. How can I commit this guna? Or if it has come, now I must stop. I can't carry on. But when that unmindfulness, ghaflat is there, a person doesn't consider. Usually we give this example by which we can understand this ghaflat, to be unmindful, to have a veil, to be clouded, not to see things as it is, how terrible it is. One material example, physical dunya's example, we are having some special guests who are coming home. and all want we really look forward to their coming. We want to honor them to their best also. So the women folk also, they want to give them hot samosas from the frying pan. So they're waiting. When they hear now, they have come, they can hear the car doors, they're opening, closing, the salams are starting. So they put the frying pan on the stove. And now the oil is sizzling hot. Now they're going to put the samosas when they come, give them nice hot samosas. We want to honor them. But just this ghaflat, unmindfulness, the handle of the frying pan is sticking out from the stove on this side. And a little two-year-old child is playing there, and he pulls the handle down to him. And all that hot sizzling oil falls on the child. Now that occasion that was going to be of so much joy and all looking forward to it turned completely into a total disaster. Now everything is gone haywire. So this is that unmindfulness, which unfortunately we are in, and only Allah takes it away. We have to turn how much we can to Allah. Allah remove that veil from us. Otherwise things are clear in front of us, but we don't see them. So, so that person of Bani Israel, it used to be written there, but still unmindful. So anyway, a lady came to him, a very, very beautiful lady, was desperate with money. She became very, very desperate. She came, she asked him for 7 dirhams those time, whatever it might be, an amount. So he said, I'll give it to you, but on condition that I must satisfy myself from you. She was so desperate, she agreed. Then when about they were to do their act, her body trembled so violently. She was shaking very violently. So he said, what's wrong? She said, I'm frightened. He said, but you agreed. I didn't force you or anything. You agreed. She said, I know. But I never in my life have ever come to such a stage. But now because I'm so desperate, that's why I agreed. So Allah gave him tawfiq of tawbah at that last moment. He made tawbah. He gave her the money and let her go. And he stopped completely. The same night he passed away also. And also on his door written that Allah has forgiven him and he's gone Jannah. So even right at the end, we can still make our tawbah. Ramadan is right like at the end now. But our ghaflat of this month, whatever we had not fulfilled the right, Allah give me first tawfiq, all of us, that we could not fulfill the right, that we try now still. And still Allah will do our work. Allah the last moment also. Maulana Musa was explaining an incident in Egypt where a person came, his mother became very, very ill. Very ill. So he came for a taxi driver to take her to hospital. So he said, no problem, let's go. Went on the way, she became even worse. So he said, let's stop at a pharmacy, chemist, get some medicine. So he went and fetched medicine. Yes, she went into Sakarat. Went into Sakarat, she read Kalima and she passed away. He came, and then when he came, he told her, she read Kalima. But he said, she's not a Muslim, we are Christians. So see, right at the last moment, Allah Ta'ala gives that iman. So we must never ever lose hope. One person in America, he was in the hospital, and Muslim men, and in the ward there were some other people also. So Muslim men, a lot of people came and visited Muslims. They came and Allah made to appreciate our Islamic culture, what it is. To visit the sick is a very great thing also, but we are very weak in all our matters. So anyway, a lot of people went, visited him, everything went away. So the other person there, non-Muslim, asked him, how come so many people came? So he said, it's our Islam, we are taught, and you get 70,000 malaika make dua for you when you go and visit a sick person. How much other great virtues. So all that they come. So he say, and for us, he say, nobody came there. So then he asked, what is this Islam? So he explained to him. So he told him, how do you become a Muslim? So he told him, you read the Kalima, and it was hard for him to pronounce the words. And he was practicing. He just got it right, he passed away. So Allah Ta'ala, right at the last moment also, when Allah wants to, and we beg Allah for His favors. We are so bad, we are so weak, we don't take heed. So, but anyway, we must make a lot of shukr also. That yeah, at least we are aware it is the month of Ramadan. Allah reward all the ulama and our pious elders that what effort they made. Today it is not just that we know what is Ramadan. There are places in the world today, South America, many places where Muslims, they don't know it is Ramadan. In one place in South, in Brazil, one is São Paulo, and the other famous place? Rio de Janeiro. There, one, the Amir of Mozambique explained to me when we went there that the Jamaat went there. And then Juma time, the whole Kargozari is very, very interesting and very eye-opening. But just a little point that I want to show. When they went for Juma, the Amir, they were Jamaat, that was from Mozambique. But they needed an Amir, an Arab-speaking person. So they went to Markaz. It was an Arab Jamaat, and they needed somebody to speak Portuguese, because their Portuguese is... So this person here, they made his tashkil in the Markaz. He went for holiday, for touring. But alhamdulillah, they made his tashkil, he went with. When they went there to the masjid, a Friday, very nice, all facilities, they made ghusl, they got ready, they were there for Juma, and nobody really, and chairs all lined up. So when the time came for Adhan, now they saw at least somebody came, they heard some sound, some movement. Door opened, person went in the room, Adhan went, they got happy, he came out and he went away. So the Amir, an Arab, who had a lot of jazbah for deen, and Allah give us all that feeling for deen. More than we have feeling for ourselves also, mashallah, there are such ulama present now. Say the world can attack me, I got no problem. I won't even speak a word. But they touch my deen and I'll jump. I won't sit still for one moment. So Allah give us that feeling for deen. So anyway, so the Amir said, go and call him. He told this person he knew the Portuguese language. So he went, he asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going. You gave Adhan? He said, no, I didn't give Adhan. I'm a paid person. He's not a Muslim. I come here, I put the tape recorder on. Adhan goes. After that, I lock the door. I go away. My work is done. So the Amir got very, very upset. After that, a few people came and they all sat on the chairs. And the suit, tie, everything. And this is not so long ago. Like in our time, all this happened. And then the person came for the khutbah. He said, also suit tie. And like a pastor in a church. So then he got angry, this Arab. He couldn't tolerate it. And he went and he pulled him down. He said, how can you? He says, I'm not a Muslim. I'm a priest in a church. I'm paid to come read this khutbah here. That is all. So then he said, if that is the case, then these poor people, Arabs, descendants, so from the Arabs, and descendants from the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then what will be their condition? Ask them about ghusl, they don't know what is ghusl. So he made them all go and make ghusl there also. So these are the conditions. Yeah, Allah ta'ala, we know it is the month of Ramadan, some idea, but really, may Allah accept from us, as we are moving, we also really realize we don't know what is Ramadan. What when we are children, young, and where Allah, by the barakat of our buzurgs and our elders, who had feeling for deen. So don't take this for granted. What great sacrifices of what and what. We got this environment that we are like a khanqa setup we got and all that. It's not just like this. This is all the sacrifices of our great, great akabir, what sacrifices they made. If we see about Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, what sacrifices. And here in our country also, the ulama, everything, the ulama who came at the beginning, Maulana Qasim Seema Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained one time that the house he stayed when he came at the beginning was such a house that the bedroom was upstairs. And no stairs to go up, a ladder. And the ladder goes from on top of the stove. If you fall from there, you fall on the stove. In this conditions, they worked and they served deen. And today we got a ready-made situation. May Allah let us appreciate. So this great, great month of Ramadan, which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, one great thing which Allah has said, that you acquire taqwa in this month. So Allah Ta'ala may He give us this taqwa, and basically it is that to fulfill every command of Allah Ta'ala, to stay away from everything which Allah has made haram. And the actual taqwa is that nur, that ability that a person fulfills every command. It isn't always easy, but when that taqwa is there, then a person just does it. Like to get up for Fajr also, maybe you stayed the whole week, the whole night awake. Now Fajr time, you're feeling very, very sleepy. And you just want to go and put your head down, but to stay awake at that time. That natural thing, that power from inside, call it that iman, call it that taqwa from inside, that makes you do it. To stay away from haram, like now we are staying away from so many haram. We're not looking at other women, we're not backbiting or anything. We are staying, but when that time comes, and now the temptation is so great, and you are overwhelmed, and you can't see and understand anything but to make that guna, then to have that power within you, this is that taqwa. This is the month Allah gave us, to develop that quality. And if we have developed it, and then we take it with again for the rest of the year also. So this is that month. And as I say, the month is still with us. We can still collect it. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say that there are some people who come very late in their lives in this field. They start now understand. Gujarati, very nicely they say, Hanj parte hamaj maave. When it becomes evening night, now you understand. Till then you don't understand. Till the sun is up in the sky and that. But when the sun is now about to set, now you say, time is gone. Now let me do something. Even that Allah appreciates. And Allah is so merciful. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you've gone an old man, now you got no money, you gave it over to your children, and they have turned against you also now. You got no money, your health is gone also, everything. Now you say, I got no one and nothing, now you turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah will never say, now you come to me, when everyone has turned you away, Allah will receive you with open arms, so to say. You can go walking to Allah, so to say, Allah will come running to you. You go a little bit towards Allah, Allah will come great length towards you. So Allah is so merciful. And that month is still with us. So this taqwa, Allah give us tawfiq. This is that month where Allah gave us Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr, better than 1,000 months, better than 83 years and 4 months. And the ibadat of this month, every moment, if just subhanallah, while we're going toilet, I mean I take off, I mustn't make salam, I mustn't waste time on the way, anywhere. But I can read La ilaha illallah, Nastaghfirullah, whatever I can, each of these things, how valuable they will be. And what Jannat is, and how great Jannat is. And this is the time to make our Jannat. And this is the birth, Ramadan, and the whole, the first 10 days of Allah's rahmat, the second 10 days of Allah's maghfirat and forgiveness, and the last which we are now, which we must not forget still, that we ask and beg Allah, cry to Him, that itqu minan nar, that our salvation from the fire of Jahannam, oh Allah, you put us in that list. Sankrokutu karega jannati ekiena ahalbi unme sahi. You'll make how many people jannati? Oh Allah, me also, include me. And this is the time, in this last 10 days, and we still got some days, some time left, hours left. We've still got a little time. Include me, my parents, my family, my wife's parents, her family, all of us, our children, till Qiyamah, our progeny. Oh Allah, let's set us all free from the fire of Jahannam. This is, we still got this opportunity. So this is the time that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Then of course, this is the month also that what du'as were accepted in this, are accepted in this month. From the time of Sehri finishing, from that time till sunset, Allah has ordered all His creation to say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So like we wake up, make some du'as. When even we are in itikaf, while we walking to the toilet, make du'as in our heart. If we're not making zikr, there are so many du'as we can make while we are coming back. In other words, this is the time, and the time is limited for this du'as. And now our time is even more limited. Who will see next year's Ramadan? We got absolutely no guarantee. Who will see Eid also? We don't know who will pass away, who will be gone. This little time, let us, and time itself is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. At the time of mort, a person, many instances we read, that person will say, just give me chance just to do this, just to do that. Your time is up now. You had all the time to do everything. How many of us have we done our will? Our financial matters, are they clear? We've got qaza namazes which should not have been there and which we should make tawbah and make our qaza. But if we still got it, we got it noted so that things can be sorted out accordingly. If we made that wasiyat, I got so many qaza namazes, I'm owing people so much money, is it documented so that it can be done accordingly? All my matters, I've got some qaza, rozas, whatever else people are owing me, I'm in a, and this itself is a very great ibadat. You get sawab of shuhada. So just having our will in order. When what we think of a will, again, like in everything else also, we are so in a non-Islamic environment that we think of a will of a non-Muslim thing. And that is that I must give so much to so, so much to so. That is not, that Allah made our will. Allah Himself made our will. For us are these final matters that we have, that is what is called a will. So Allah, all this, we've got this little time to sort our matters out. And this is a great ibadat. Allah give me and give us all tawfiq. And also it appears, I hope it's wrong, the apprehension I have, that how many people who pass away, their financial matters are not sorted, and generations are going. And the things are still not sorted out. The law is also such. The law side also, in order to wind up an estate, anyone who knows, it's not an easy thing. It's a lengthy process with so much of things in it. But that is the legal side. And Islamically, we should at least by the first weekend say, or the, as soon as within a week, it must be all sorted out. But many of us, nothing is sorted out. It's just all covered up, and a person is, so to say, put in quarantine until things are sorted out. In the akhirat, he stepped away until his matters are sorted out. But we don't sort out our matters. Simple things like each one of us answer to ourselves. In my home, what belongs to me, what belongs to my wife? Islam, that is the definition of property, must be very, very clear cut. That what things are mine, what is my wife's. When we pass away, it's ours. We live like communists, that everything is ours. In Islam, there isn't ours. It's mine, it's my wife's, or whoever else's, whatever. That definition of property is very, very important. So all those things, we are still very far from the essence of Islam and reality. Allah make it. We have come somewhere, and that was also by the barakat and the sacrifice of our ulama and our elders. What are we contributing? Are we dismantling everything, or are we contributing something that we get proper the whole of deen? So our time and our ibadat and Laylatul Qadr, whether it is gone, whether it is tomorrow night, only Allah Ta'ala knows, and where, which is better than 1,000 months, what great valuable time Allah, then du'as which Allah Ta'ala gave us, that the whole day, the Allah's makhluk, the birds, the fish, the malaika, are all saying Ameen on our du'as. How much are we making du'as? And then from Maghrib time till Sehri time, Allah announces or asks an angel to announce that what do you want of me? You want this from me? I will give you. You want this from me? I will give you. How much are we making du'as? And how much are we depending on our efforts? What effort we making? And we depend on that. When a person's yaqeen will be made, he will know, I can't do anything, nobody can do anything for me, only Allah Ta'ala. But again, we are not that type of Muslims who there is one group with the wrong beliefs also, that we everything, we leave it to Allah, we can't do anything. No, we are responsible for our actions. But we do everything, we have our full trust, and we please Allah, then Allah makes all our tasks. We just have to then little bit touch here, there, do a little bit. Allah opens our ways for us. But when we trust ourselves, it is like you want to carry the mountain on your back. Who can carry the mountain? One person, the people told in our village, this mountain is in the way for us. The winds don't come, so our crops and that don't grow properly. Can't you move it? He was like, he claims he can do everything. So he said, no problem. I'll stay by you for 1 year. And 1 year, you must give me the best of food. Ghee, badam, and all things that give you strength. So they gave him the best of food 1 year. So they say, now the year is over, move the mountain. He says, how all of you together can't move it? Where can I move it? So like that, we get fooled also. So we can't do anything. Allah will do. But when we have really with deen, The Quran also will make mountains to move. In people who have got habit, it is said that a person with a habit, you can move a mountain from his place, but you can't change the habit of a person. But with deen and with Quran, habits will change such a way, you will be shocked, the world will be shocked, that how the habits got changed also. So this is that month also of this dua. It was a month that Allah gave us to make sabr. Sabr to stay away from guna. Sabr to do the commands, fulfill the commands of Allah. How many in the ummah, we are such that we don't make our five times namaz, but Ramadan we did it. Like that, out of Ramadan, we won't keep one roza also. But Ramadan, we kept our 30 rozas. And we made sabr. How many we can't stay away from our cigarettes? But Ramadan, whole Ramadan, from our rozas we stayed away. How many other gunas that we commit? But Ramadan, so sabr. So if we did this all properly, then inshallah these qualities will come fully into us. It was a month that still we can do, just as we heard that how Haji Yusuf is doing there and many other people in many parts of the world, iftari for the people who can't afford, who don't see any food at all, who are in desperate need, people open their hearts. And everyone, mashallah, he opens his heart and whatever we can do, we try and do. So this generosity, Allah bring that into us. And in this month, even still now, show our generosity, how we can, to who we can. And all this must be that it must carry on after Ramadan also. That we carry on. And this generosity is a great, great quality also. And a mu'min, a believer, must have this great quality also to be generous also all the time. Allah, open our hearts. We should make dua also to Allah. Our hearts are very small. We can't seem to open them up. And other people have got what you call hosla. Their hearts are big. Though they might not have anything in their pocket, their hearts are big. And when they start with a venture, Allah puts all the help. And then all come on board. And that mission just takes off. But when our hearts are small, we can have all the money, but nothing happens also. But when our hearts are big, we can have no money. But we want to do something, Allah opens the ways. And then the work just flows from there. And we can't understand how the barakat comes. That a person who has got nothing, like we see throughout the world, most of the madaris that we see, whether it was Darul Uloom, Dioban, all our other madaris, some ulama who hardly earned anything that could be really called sufficient for themselves or their families. But they made that effort they made, and everyone came on board. And how the in Bangladesh, madaris that are running 15,000 students, for example, 10,000, 3 meals a day, their clothes are given from the madrasa. Then they are given their bathing, the blankets, lihaf, they are given from the madrasa. And there is no earning, no factory, no shop, nothing from where the income is coming. And it's all running. The markaz of Raiwin, all the Marathis also. So how many people are eating there? How it all happens? One Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi's fikr and said, how many thousands of people are eating there? And what income have they got? Which properties do they own? Nothing. But when a person has that, Allah give us that hosla, that imani power, that I want to do, this has to be done. I haven't got the resources, I can't do it, but it has to be done. Allah makes all that arrangement. So this two combination, trust on Allah, that du'as. And the other is that we do what we can do, what is within our means. Allah makes things flourish then. And not only on du'as we depend and we do nothing whatsoever, and not we depend on ourselves and no du'as, no tawajjuh towards Allah. And this du'as what I'm talking, not just casually make du'as, or Allah make it easy, but du'a, like we take out time for tahajjud namaz. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, how much time we take out for tahajjud namaz? So much, or at least half that amount, take out time for du'as also. And make du'as for everything. Everything of yours can be in order for whatever you have in mind. But ask Allah's help with that. Otherwise, from the beginning, the whole thing can just fail and flop completely. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So everything we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. Then this is the month of showing compassion and kindness towards the creation of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very, very important month also. And how much we will show compassion, kindness to the creation of Allah, Allah will bring that person closer to Him. So Allah give us tawfiq for all this. This was also a month that we turned to Allah Ta'ala for His help. And whatever problems, and all of us got some problems in some way or the other. And that to solve those problems, there is really only the one way, and that is the help of Allah. So for that we have to choose all those amal, durood sharif, tawbah istighfar, namaz, sadaqah. Sadaqah is very important, dua, all this by which we draw the help of Allah. We have to make our rozas become what is called a roza, not just to stay hungry, but that we keep roza of the eyes, the ears, the tongue, every part and limb of the body also. And when we have kept the roza and we made that Ramadan with Quran Sharif, then Allah will give us taqwa. And taqwa then also is, we become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. So this is that month that Allah gave us. This is the month to solve all our problems, the ummah's problems. Then again, with this du'as also, let us change the whole condition of the Muslim world. Let us not just use our du'as to make bad du'a. For whoever is doing wrong in the ummah, whoever, in our opinion, the actual truth only Allah knows. But whatever it is, wherever in the world where things are going against Islam, laws are made against Islam, and laws and the basic things of Islam are being violated, we make dua that Allah use the same people in order to establish Islam. And give the example also, think, Ya Allah, you Sayyidina Umar, who was on his way with his unsheathed sword to take the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you made him to spread Islam in the whole world of that time. Where in the time of the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where and where Islam spread. The same man who wanted to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah used him in that way. And in this way, many others also. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha. What a strong woman she was against Islam. And Allah made her also Allah. So everyone, so we make dua for the whole ummah and for all Muslims, Allah, rulers of our countries or the Islamic world, Allah use them for Islam. And the rulers of non-Muslim countries, what is it difficult for Allah to give them also the tawfiq of accepting Islam? After the Tatars invaded Baghdad, one time one alim, the name also is given, I don't remember, where one of the generals of the army was camped, he was giving azan. And Fajr time also azan, that's the time when your sweetest sleep is at Fajr time. That is the sweetest sleep, even if you don't sleep the whole night. But Fajr time, that sleep comes in such a way. The whole night you spend with your newly wed wife, whole night you don't feel sleepy. But Fajr time, how that sleep comes at that time. And he used to give his azan that time. So that general got very, very angry. Call this person, what is he? In his words, Allah forgive us, making this noise when I want to sleep. So he called him, he asked him, he was very angry with him, making, according to him, a noise at that time. Are you better or is my dog better than you? So he told him, if I got iman, I am better than your dog. And if I haven't got iman, your dog is 1,000 times better than me. So he asked, what is this iman? He gave him the awat of Islam. He told him, see, that I am the general now, I don't have that power now. But when I will become the ruler, I will be chosen the leader. That time you come to me and I will accept Islam. He went home, he told his son, I might die, I don't know, I'm old. So if I happen to die, if he becomes the leader, you must go and give him the awat. So he became the leader, he was chosen. So the son went and also gave azan. Also he got crossed in the same way. He sent for him also. He tried to contact him, but he couldn't get through to make contact. He gave azan where he was camped. And then he called him also. And he told him, what is this? So he said, my father told me all this. So he accepted Islam. So just see how Allah changes hearts. For those people who have got dislike for Muslims, who dislike our azan, but Allah's control, Allah is muqallib al-qulub. And this dua also, we must not become unmindful of it. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Make our niyat, our family's niyat, the whole ummah. We're hearing sad stories of people leaving Islam. Oh Allah, keep us all firm on Islam. Ya muqallib, musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. We're hearing a lot of sad stories of various people, how they spend their night. And somebody told, I hope it's wrong, I heard wrong, or he told me wrong, that last night how many people were engaged in others, some cup final or whatever it was, which are, inshallah, none of us know also about. But other people on this night, 27th night and all in there, oh Allah, you change our hearts. And there are so many here whose hearts are changed and they didn't even know all this is happening. Not interested in all that also. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is the changer of hearts. And Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Oh Allah, show us the truth as truth. The truth is there, but we're not seeing it as the truth. وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ. And then let us see and understand what is the truth and let us follow that truth. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ. And oh Allah, let us see the falsehood, that this is falsehood. Today it is opposite. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi laments and cries and he says, when people take medicine as poison and poison as medicine, then فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then we only complain to Allah. When people see in interest is our solution, and in giving charity is our destruction, then our destruction is imminent. So Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand things properly. So we are now, this end of Ramadan has come, and all these qualities. Ramadan, let us not treat it as one department in our lives. That it came, we unlocked it, we became super Muslims. The best Muslims in the world. Each moon the announcement will be made, we lock Ramadan again. We'll see you next year. No, that should not be the case at all. That take the Ramadan into our lives now. And let our lives be such that we are not living we are living in the world, we are living according to the world, but because I'm a born Muslim or I accepted Islam, so we just put the flavor of Islam into our lives. So anything we want to do, we look for something in Quran, this happened, that happened. So, okay, this is permissible. You can make your namaz with Bermudas also. Namaz is made without topi also. Namaz is made even if you make it alone, you don't make it with Jamaat. Who can say that namaz is not made, etc. All then, we just living our lives like non-Muslims. But we just got a little bit flavoring of Islam in there. No, it must be fully Islamic lives we must live. The essence of it must be Islamic. One person in Karachi opened a juice factory and he told, I'm just making money. It's only water and little essence I put. And I advertise it pure orange essence. And how they fool us with all their writing also. And there's nothing, it's only water. And now you, for water, you charge 100 times the amount. Just because you added that little essence. And we so foolish just because of the flavor on the tongue. That little 3-4 centimeters, just for that enjoyment, we just go mad over the juice. Whereas pure water is so much more healthier. But we will just go for the juice. We prefer the juice and we prefer our cold drinks more than Zamzam also. We haven't got taste of Zamzam. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. So let us take Islam into the whole life now. Just don't lock it up here and we carry on our lives as we want to. Bring Islam into our lives. Don't bring Islam as we, and we, dunya's necessities as required, where according to the necessity we fulfill all that. But basically we are Muslims, we are not ordinary people of the world, and we just bring a little flavoring of Islam in there. No, that should not be the case. May Allah give us all tawfiq. A few brothers wanted to become bayat. Those who want to be, who have decided and want to become, they come forward. Not just that we see others becoming, so we also just join. We don't know what is bayat also, and we just come and we join. But those who had wanted to become and who expressed their desire, come forward, inshallah. The brothers here, if they can just make some place for the brothers, for those who want to. Very briefly, bayat is not a formality or anything, and it is from the heart of the murid. And that is, murid is an Arabic word, from Irada Yuradu, to make intention. Murid is a person who made intention. And intention is to find Allah, to make our Islah. So that is what a murid really is, who wants to make his Islah. So for that, this is just now that you get guidance. So your shaykh is there. But the main effort is still from our side. We have to make. It isn't I become murid and I just become an angel. It doesn't happen like that. So we do become murid and then we do what we have to do. We take the guidance and we carry on. Then inshallah our islah will be made. Our life will be corrected. When it's corrected, Allah comes into our lives. And when Allah is there, every enjoyment, every help, every goodness of this dunya, time of maut, qabr, Akhirah, day of Qiyamah, Allah is there for us. So this is what we have to work for. May Allah give us tawfiq. So put your hand on top. So I'll read the khutbah in Arabic and after that I'll ask you to repeat the words. Then you repeat. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and Naqshbandiyah and Qadiriyah and Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, and salamity. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. Inshallah, may Allah accept inshallah what has to be done. We'll speak to Maulana Musa. He'll give you the paper also, what has to be done, what has to be recited inshallah. May Allah accept inshallah.